Hi guys, it's me and I'm back again for my nightly podcast. I am super tired, guys. I'm struggling to stay awake. I'm really, really sleepy, but I still want to record for you guys tonight because, as promised, I'm doing it twice a day, no matter how tired I get. So I thought, let me get started on my night recording. So in honor of Lighten Up Friday, I've gone to tagquestions.net. And I'm going to be answering some questions on there. Basically, they have a lot of Q&A questions, and I thought, why not do it? My first Q&A I did with you guys on my way to work was horrible because I couldn't think of anything to tell you guys about myself. So it was just me rambling on, basically. But since I'm at home now and I'm in a good setting, in a quiet space, I thought, why not do a Q&A and just pull some questions from this site that you guys might like and want to get to know me better. So bear with me. Again, I'm really tired and I'm sleepy right now, but I'm going to get through this and we're going to just keep pushing it and keep making Lighten Up Friday a good day. And tomorrow we'll be back to like our regular schedule stuff. So we'll get back on track tomorrow about more mental health. So let me see something. All right. This question is, are you named after anyone? So basically, there's a group, or I think a singer called Sherelle, and that's basically how my dad came to name me. He gave me my name, and a lot of people like will come to me and say, your name's Sherelle. There was a group where it was a singer named Sherelle back in the day. I've never looked her up, but maybe I need to. So that's basically how my name came to be.
All right.
Let me see. What relative was important to you growing up and why? Growing up, I was super close to one of my cousins, but it seemed like once we got older and we got to high school and stuff, we just drifted apart. So we really don't honestly have a relationship anymore. We don't talk. I don't really see him that often. And so that relationship is tarnished, basically. It's not nothing that he did or I did. It's just people grow apart, and that's basically what happened. All right. What is your biggest accomplishment? My biggest accomplishment is the fact that I graduated college. I was one of those people who went to college at 18, decided it wasn't for me, dropped out, skipped a lot of class, and then in my 20s decided to go back to school again and decide I'm getting my degree and I'm going to get the dream job, which is my medical assistant job that I'm in love with. So that's basically my story. What is the most important thing in your life? Easy question. My daughter. My daughter is the most important thing in my life. Again, guys, if you want to check out these questions, they're at tagquestions.net. Just random questions they made up for you to do Q&As with. What is your favorite childhood memory? My most favorite childhood memory is probably going to the beach with my parents. Every summer we went to the beach. It was just a big family thing. We would go to the beach every summer to Virginia Beach, and it was something that really meant a lot to me. We don't do it now that I'm older, but when I was younger, going to the beach every summer was a big memory. What is your favorite color? My favorite color is red. Red is always my favorite color. I love it. I love it. I love it. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, my God. I love chocolate. I love anything chocolate. But, you know, my favorite ice cream is chocolate chip cookie dough. So I love that. All right. What is your favorite quote? My favorite quote is, let me see. What do I have a favorite quote? Favorite quote would probably be, just live, love, and laugh always. Is that a quote? I don't know. I say that a lot on my pages and my like bios, live, love, and always laugh and stuff. What is your favorite way to pass time? Favorite way to pass time is probably watching TV, playing a game on my phone, or just playing with my daughter. All right. What is your favorite social media channel? I don't really have a favorite social media. I use everything from Facebook to YouTube to Twitter. I don't really have a favorite. I mean, it's all the same if you're asking me, to be honest. What was your favorite subject in high school? English. I love English because I like to read. I'm a big bookworm, so I loved English. Are you scared of heights? Yes, I am petrified of heights, guys. Heights scare the hell out of me. Like, I literally go somewhere and I'm looking down and I panic. I cannot look down. That's why I don't do roller coasters or anything that has me high in the air. I probably would never go bungee jumping, never, like, do anything where I gotta go off a cliff because I would have a panic attack. Are you a dog person or a cat person? I love dogs. No offense to cats, but I never really care for cats. Cats are not my thing. I love dogs all the way. Who has left the most impact on your life? Probably my grandfather. I would say my grandfather and my grandmother. They both passed away. My grandfather passed away last Christmas. No, the day before Christmas last year. And my grandmother passed away in 2008 in October. So they both have a huge impact on my life. I miss them so, so much. And I can't wait to be with them one day. Yeah. All right. Who is the first person you call when something exciting happens? The first person I usually call is my mom. And then the second person probably is my dad. And then third probably is my boyfriend. So in that order. Can you whistle? Yes, I can whistle. Oh my God, that's a weak whistle, right? Yay, I hope you heard that. I first learned how to whistle in the laundromat. My mom used to go to the laundromat as a kid because back then we lived in an apartment and we didn't use washing machines there. So we always went to the laundromat, and I remember being there with my mom playing in the arcade and all that stuff, and I just started whistling one day, and that's how I learned how to whistle. I just kept blowing and blowing, and then I whistled. So, do you sleep with the lights on or off? Funny story is I'm scared of the dark. So when I was probably younger, I always had the lights and TV on. Now when it's time to go to bed, I turn the TV off, I turn the lights off, and I'm just knocked out. My daughter, on the other hand, is like, no, mom. She's 1 year old. She likes to stay up late. And she wants to keep the TV on so she can watch cartoons. And she wants to keep the light on. So it's like, I cannot cut anything off until she goes to bed. I'm like, no. Do you prefer kissing or cuddling? I prefer both, but I love cuddling because it's just wintertime now. Who doesn't? All right. Do you have a tattoo? I have 3 tattoos. I have one on my ankle. It's a rose and it has my name on it. I have a heart tattoo on my wrist. And on my other wrist, I have a butterfly with my daughter's name. All right. Let me see. Do you have a best friend? If so, then who? I don't really have a set best friend. My set best friend probably would be, I want to say my mom and probably my boyfriend. Because I really don't have a set best friend. Like, I have friends that I grew up with. I don't really get to see them as often as I would. And I still care about them and love them to death. But I wouldn't say I have a set best friend besides my mom and probably my boyfriend. Who sent the last text message you received? My boyfriend. Let me see. What is an ideal first date? I don't really care for the whole dating scene. Like, I'm not a person that has to go on dates all the time. But my ideal first date, to me, when you're first getting to know somebody, I would say dinner and a movie, or maybe dinner and go to the park. That's the ideal if you're just getting to know somebody. What scares you about aging? Just getting old in general, because you're not young anymore and you're getting old. And I don't know, that fear of getting wrinkled and just not knowing what's going to be next. And dying alone. I hate to say that, but yeah. How many countries have you been to? I've been to no countries, but I've always wanted to go to Paris. Always wanted to go to Africa. Maybe one day it'll come true. All right, how many rings before you answer your phone? I really don't know. It just depends. If I'm busy, of course, it's going to be a missed call. But if I'm not busy, if it's someone I really want to talk to, as soon as I see it light up on my phone, their name, I hit the button and I'll answer it. So, but if it's somebody I really don't want to talk to, I'm not even going to let it. It's just going to ring all the way through until it goes voicemail. How old were you when you found out that Santa wasn't real? I was 12 years old. I believed in Santa until I was 12. And I remember, never forget this day, because I was at home. And I remember my dad was eating an omelet, and I was picking off his plate and eating the omelet, too. And he looked at me, and he said, you know Santa Claus isn't real, right? It's me and your mom. We're Santa. We give you all these gifts. And I just bawled my eyes out and cried for an hour. My mom was hugging me, and she was like, you know, Santa's real. He's always going to be in your heart. But yes, I was devastated because all my friends was making fun of me because they were like, Santa's not real. You're 12 years old. You still believe in Santa? There's no such thing as Santa. And I just was really believing him until my dad told me at 12 years old that there was no Santa. So basically, that's the story. All right. Have you forgiven yourself for past personal failures? Why not? Of course I have. I mean, it's nothing you can do. That's the past. All you can do is move forward and do better. You can't beat yourself up over something that happened in the... Okay, guys, so I apologize. That last recording, my computer was, like, shutting off on me, and I panicked, and I hit a button, and it just stopped. But what I was answering the question about was, have you ever had, like, a personal failure, and do you forgive yourself? Yes, I forgive myself, of course, because that's all you can do. After a breakup, would you rather be alone or be surrounded by friends? I both. Sometimes I want to be alone, sometimes I'll be around friends. So after a breakup, it probably would just be both. What is the first amusement park you've been to? King's Dominion. First amusement park. I have never been to Busch Gardens or Six Flags or anything like that. What is your reaction to people who are outspoken about their beliefs? What conditions cause you to dislike or conversely enjoy talking with them? Well, I think everybody has an opinion, so I think we can't judge people for that. Everybody has an opinion. Everyone feels a certain way about a certain type of situation. All you can do is accept and that person's opinion. You can't judge them for their opinion. You just have to accept it and take it for what it is, because that's what it is. You know, it's their opinion. You may not always agree, but that's how they feel. So you can either agree to disagree, basically. I mean, it might make you mad, but we can't force somebody to think the way we think. So, yeah. What is under your bed? Oh, my God. So much junk. I have so much junk under my bed that I don't even know what it is. Half the stuff is old, and I need to clean underneath my bed. Let's say that. At least there's no food under my bed. That's one thing I can say, but there's junk underneath there. What is the best compliment you ever received? I don't really know. People always tell me I'm friendly and I smile a lot. That's a good compliment, right? What do you love about living in your neighborhood? My neighborhood is very quiet. Everyone's friendly, and it's a pretty good neighborhood. There's not a lot of kids in my neighborhood. It used to be, but so many people moved out. So it's kind of very quiet. It's like older people and it's a quiet neighborhood. It's a mixture of people, so it's pretty cool. Are you a morning person or a night owl? I'm definitely a night owl. But then again, I can't even say that because I go to bed early so much. But I think that's ever since I became a mom, I crash early. Before I was a mom, I stayed up all night. But I hate the mornings too, though, because I don't have to get out of bed and go to work. I hit that alarm like so many times, and I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, I don't want to go to work. And guys, I'm going to do two more questions, and I'm going to wrap this up because it's getting kind of long. What is the last film you saw? Golly, I can't remember, guys. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of movies, that at least I haven't lately. Lord, I can't even think of the last movie, so I don't know. Probably something on Netflix. That's all I can think. Probably something on Netflix. I can't think of it, but if it's probably a horror movie because I always watch horror movies on Netflix. And what's the last thing you watched on TV? Probably Divorce Court. I'm obsessed with Divorce Court, guys. I don't know why. Not that I believe in all the divorce stuff and I want people's relationships to fail, but it's just I get so glued to Judge Lynn Toler. She's so good at what she does, and I get glued to the TV. So I watch that on Hulu every night because I miss it during the day. So I watch it on Hulu, so I'm obsessed with that. Okay, guys. But yeah, these questions these are a lot of questions. So maybe the next time we do a Q&A, I'll come back to these questions on this website and I'll save it in my phone so I can come back to it. But thanks for tuning in for this little cute Q&A time. And thanks for hanging with me on Lighten Up Friday. It's been fun. Tomorrow we'll get back to our regularly scheduled program where we'll be back talking about mental health. So enjoy your Friday night. I am sleepy. About to put my night clothes on and lay my butt down. So enjoy your night, guys. I'm signing off and see you tomorrow.